nothing more they have to do.
Couple reminders. Next couple of days, we are going to be at Wrigley Field, Gallagher Way, Tuesday and Wednesday for the Wintrust Crosstown Series. 670 The Score, broadcasting live 9 a.m. until 7.05 p.m. Brought to you by Wintrust, presenting partner of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. We've added a guest for tomorrow, and this is the way it's supposed to work. When we had Ben Lindberg on, talking about the development revolution and what pitchers know and what they understand and how this is all being communicated, got a text from none other than Steve Stone,
Steve,
who said he was enjoying it, enjoying how finally he's appreciating how the human being and data are meeting in new and different ways. And he said, "You want to have me on tomorrow?" And we said, Yes,
Steve,
we do.
Stone.
Yes.
So we'll spend some time with you.
He texts you and says he'd like to come on to talk about some of this stuff and give us his perspective
on it.
The answer is yes.
So whenever you want.
Sure.
Always.
So 10 a.m. tomorrow, Steve Stone is going to join the show because he's got strong thoughts about some of this stuff.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Good little day with him.
Lawrence Holmes is here. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I started it out. I plan on talking about this in more in depth on the show, but I started it out Friday night. I just kind of said, you know, Mel got home and she's tired because it was the end of the school year. And she's like, I just want to be left alone. I'm like, how about we go to White Sox tonight?
Nice.
How about we spring for some tickets and we just go. And I'm glad I went. I had a fabulous time Friday. It was an electric atmosphere.
And it's then we take it higher. Sorry.
Do, 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 do. And was that Eddie Grant?
Yes. I don't know.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
But I get yelled at for yelling stupid stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yours got dumped. Mine didn't.
Yeah, what fair. Did you say today that got dumped?
I should have put an S at the end of blue, and I didn't.
Well, he spelled blue contextually the wrong. He spelled it B-L-E-W to the ear when he meant
it's
B-L-U-E.
It's a funny joke. It just needs the doesn't... S to be arable.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay.
So you go to the game, you get your churros and chocolate and...
And then enjoyed for, you know, 12 hours or whatever it was, or 24 hours, the White Sox being 500. It was fun, though. Like, it was really fun. The Yankee fans were definitely down to scrap and talk about baseball and all sorts of stuff. It was just nice. Like, on a night where we didn't have anything planned, the fact that the White Sox came and became an option, I think is a step in the right direction for them as a franchise.
I think it absolutely is. I don't think it changes what I'd like to do. It, you know, if I were running him and I had to make some moves at the deadline, I think I'm still selling pieces off. I'm still looking, I think, for the future. Because, and we talked with Joe Sheen about this a little bit earlier. I guess it's not a worry, but a concern that I have, a thought
well, that's
in my brain.
I'm
about,
in charge of
you are the worry guy. It's adding as much to the rotation next year as I know I'm going to add and making sure that I don't burn those additions out. Kopech, maybe Dunning, maybe Rodon when he comes back. Cease in what will, I assume, be his first full season, if not his first taste of the big leagues in the hole. Like, those are all pitchers that I want to throw a whole bunch of innings, but won't have them to throw a whole bunch of innings next year because of the risk associated with big jumps, because of just pitching in general and the worry you have with that. You're going to have to manage some of that. You're going to have to manage a lot of that, really.
Yes, I still would say if Rick asked me for advice, which he never will, but if he were asking me for advice, I would say still wait.
Yeah, I would
I said that you still got time because this is the roughest part of your season. Like, just from the way that it shakes down to the end of the month, the teams that you have on the schedule, there's no reason to lock yourself into, well, we're selling. There's no reason to it. I think that you might be smart to take a look and say, is there a bullpen arm that I might be able to buy inexpensively?
Well, I also would like to know, if we can tie these things together, where the White Sox are on the new modalities of player development. Where is the market inefficiency within their own team? Because I think what people need to understand is when you get guys in the hitting lab, when you get guys in the pitching lab, it's not all the good news of finding, ooh, this guy, if we change this, he can be this. Sometimes it is knowing when somebody's maxed out. and knowing when there may be another team that sees growth potential that your analysis has determined is not there. Knowing your guys better than everyone else knows your guys, and those are the guys you move.
90s Braves.
Exactly. The Cardinals used to be that way, but the 90s, understanding that you think my guy's better than I think he is, and I would love to know how they're using technology and data to understand that better.
I do wonder, too, if they're not there yet, but I wonder if there is a sense of relief at White Sox now. That if they look at some of the guys, the position players, and go, wow, look at what Tim Anderson has turned into. This is great. Aloy is as good as we thought.
Yeah.
You know, Moncada, like, although the back thing scares me a lot, that he still couldn't kind of finish through that swing. But I wonder if there's some relief, and if they look at it like some of us look at it, and I'm sitting here going, if this team had a healthy Rodon, which is always a question mark, and Michael Kopech, what type of team are we now talking about? Would we then be talking about a team that has a legitimate shot at maybe upsetting someone in a playoff series or in a wild card game? Because I've said that really the only thing that's stopping them from being more seriously thought of is starting pitching. That once you get past the Giolito start and then the Lopez start, then you've got a lot of questions. And you have questions inside the Lopez start from start to start, but at least you can see some of the stuff with Lopez. It's just he's not consistently good, even though he's got consistently good stuff.
I think there's a difference, too, and you pointed it out well, between a team that's interesting and looking somewhat dangerous. Because Lucas Giolito in a one game is somebody that you trust. I mean, that guy could start the All-Star game. That guy's one of the better pitchers in the American League right now.
He battled Friday night with not his best stuff.
He did. He had to fight that a little bit, which was fun to watch. I like watching guys figure out how to win that fight for themselves and with their catcher. That's awesome stuff. But you're right. There's a difference between having a couple extra pieces, maybe getting that playoff game, and then making sure your center field position is actually set and that your outfield is good and that you've got bats around the lineup that make you real dangerous, not just a couple of pieces that hold you together, which is kind of how this team looks now without, you know, looking how they may develop in the future.
And it's so funny because if they were having success and it was John Jay and Yonder Alonso who were kind of leading the charge, I wouldn't feel good about it.
Empty calories.
You're right. Like, I wouldn't feel good about it at all. But because it's who it is that's leading them, I feel a lot better. And even with the setbacks on Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday, I was sitting there going, man, you know, bullpen star for the Yankees. Like, maybe you can steal one and walk into this Cubs series at 500 at a minimum. And then just everything started going wrong. Everyone started striking out. And the Yankees are like, well, get this guy out of the bullpen and we'll get him in there and strike out five. It was bad. But overall, I would still say that my feeling about them is a lot better than I expected it to be. And that it's the first time. Friday night, I went back to on the podcast today. Friday night was like the Kopech start, but better because it's everyone. Like, people came to see Kopech last year. I felt like people who showed up at the ballpark Friday night came to see the White Sox.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've always said this before, though. As much time has been spent, and I can't count the hours talking about White Sox attendance and all that and how fickle and finicky White Sox fans are.
Very.
I think especially for where you live, it's an easy lift because of the quality of game experience. I think their threshold should be lower because you know you're going to eat great and drink great and be comfortable. Right?
I mean, that's... Yeah.
So it shouldn't really be that big a deal. You want to go to a game? Well, yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's right. A baseball game.
Right.
I'll go.
Yeah, but I had also already been to two games last week.
That's true.
And it just, it felt right. Like, it felt right on a Friday to be like, Yankees are in town. White Sox have a chance to be 500. Hell yeah. I'm gonna buy some good tickets, and I'm going to hang out. And there were a lot of people, like, in the industry there. Like, I was sitting behind Chris Emma.
Oh, a titan of the industry.
I was totally, like, heckling him, too. And he didn't know it was me. Like, I just, he stood up and I was like, sit down, Emma. And he was like, what the hell is going on here? Tanny was there. I think Spiegs was there. So there were a lot of people that just kind of enjoyed it. And it was just nice. Like, it, that's the thing that I think that we as a fan base don't get. Like, we don't get nice things. And we haven't had nice things other than our nice ballpark and the great food at our nice ballpark. The thing on the field hasn't been very nice. And it got to be nice. For one night, we all got to go, man, hey, how you been, man? I haven't seen you in forever. Our team is actually okay. Isn't this great? Yes, it is. Let's enjoy this.
It's like the middle of Major League.
You're right.
That's what it is. It's the middle of Major League.
Maybe these guys don't suck too bad.
Maybe they don't.
So far, so good. So, gentlemen, thank you as always. I appreciate the conversation. That is Bernstein and McKnight. You can check them out every day, 9 a.m. to noon.